Good afternoon, good morning. I would say good night, but that would mean you aren't listening to a KMT Conversation, your favorite walk and talk podcast. I'm here in Miami and I'm taking a stroll and I'm seeing a lot of sports memorabilia, and I just want to mention that I'm a diehard Patriots fan. I've been a Patriots fan since I was like 13, 14, and that is what it is. But I do love the things that Patrick Mahomes is doing over in Kansas City. Russell Wilson is keeping the competition going in Seattle with the Seahawks. And I also got to mention Big Ben because he's sitting there undefeated. So I'm liking the way the NFL looks this season. And it being one of my favorite sports, I hope it continues that way. But I was talking to someone and we brought up relationship dynamics. And the person I was talking to was our former guest, our recurring guest, Martin Deegan. How you doing, Martin?
Hey, DC. How are ya?
I'm pretty good. You know, if I was you, something.
If you were any better, you'd be me?
There it is. That's what I was trying to say, yeah. So, we were talking about relationship dynamics, and I was talking to, as we were talking, you are an out man, a gay out man, I'm a gay out male. And we were talking about what it would be like to date DL men, because we also look at the women's perspective of dating a DL man. But what about gay men who date DL men as well?
Well, obviously, DL men or down low men can mean a lot of different things. It can be for straight. It can be for gay. But actually, according to the Urban Dictionary and then concurred by Webster and Cambridge Dictionary, mm-hmm. a down low man... Primarily, the phrases in American culture attributes to their genesis in black culture and black gay culture.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not, you know?
Yeah, because I know, yeah, it's statistics would prove that it's more commonly happening in the black gay culture, right?
Right, right. And it became coined as a slang term in the early 1990s. And now has also evolved to everything just meaning kind of discreet and slick.
Yeah. Slick. So that's what I was noticing as I use like the gay dating apps like Jacked and Grindr and all that. It now offers the option discreet instead of DL, right?
Right, right.
So I'm like, what is discreet? It's like, you know I'm gay, but don't mention it. Is that what it is?
Kind of pretty much. I mean, it really pertains to a lot of guys, and a lot of them are married or have children, or it can pertain to people in a workplace that don't want their... I mean, it could be a straight relationship. They just don't want it out in the open and known. And another really well-coined phrase for it is friends with benefit.
Right. So let's compare and contrast down in the closet or down low and discreet. So what is the primary differences between the two, really? For me, I would say there isn't any, but what would be your take on that?
Well, there really isn't. They kind of all coincide and kind of mean the same thing. But I would say people that are still in the closet haven't actually come to terms with their sexuality. Okay. I think it leans more towards that way, as down low is more of a deceptive phrase for what they're doing, meaning they just don't want other people to know. They know what they're doing, mm-hmm. and they're all for it. They just don't want other people to know their business.
Right, and that's where the drama comes in, because I've had some DL experiences, and I'm sure you have too. In fact, let's talk about one of yours. So let's talk about your best DL experience, like dating a DL male.
Well, my best DL, well, as you know, I've been in several long-term relationships, mm-hmm. so this would have to be in one of my favorite ones would actually be when I was not in a relationship, and it happened to be with one of my roommates, who also happened to be one of my employees.
Oh, okay. Explain. So one of your employees, you were working as a...
I was running a steak and seafood restaurant in Michigan, okay. and I had about four or five roommates at the time. We had a house, and one of the guys that was my head bartender at the time, and me kind of had a down-low relationship, and we had to keep it that way simply... It just would have created a lot of drama, not only in our house, because everybody that lived in our house, it was like a communal house that everybody worked together, and I was their boss. So it would have created drama at home and at work.
If they knew that you guys were messing around. Okay.
And we, you know, we didn't want anything serious at the time. It was more or less just basically for fun.
Okay. And the drama that it would create, was that kind of drama of... You both are gay, or is it like, why couldn't he be out and gay like you in that household?
I don't think it really had anything to do with either of our sexualities, mm-hmm. because we were pretty firm and cool with who we are. Mm-hmm. But working together, me being his boss, being in the house,
the assumptions,
you know, I think a lot of jealousy would have come into play, to be honest. I think a lot
but
of people
it wouldn't be about you both being gay?
No.
Okay.
No. It well, just had good. To do with
The work ethics.
Yeah.
Yeah, the aspect of work, I mean.
And so, not to mention, it was kind of fun sneaking around.
Yeah, that's always fun. That's why I like, and so that's another main thing that people say is like, they love the thrill of that. And I'm like, I've been out for almost 17 years and I still get a thrill, like the same thrill that I got from, I wasn't DL for long. Let me keep it real with you. I was DL for about a few months after coming to terms with the fact that I was gay, mm-hmm. being DL was just like a ha-ha for me.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's how it is for a lot of people.
Yeah, and so like a lot of people that I was meeting on in the neighborhood and stuff like that were still DL, but they didn't care like that. You know, I guess they were discreet, like, because they would still walk with me or meet up in broad daylight.
Right.
So it's like, I think the community knows what we're about to do. But I did also have, speaking of my experiences, why I don't date DL men now,
mm-hmm.
I did have an awful experience with someone, and it happened like me going, we'd known each other, let's say we met at the park, let's put it like that, just to keep some discretion. Let's say we met at the park.
Sure, it had to have been a cruising park. It's the only kind of park.
So we met at a park, and We were good. We played basketball together. We were good and whatever else. And another friend of mine, we went over his house for a sleepover, which is where it went down, right? Like, I believe it was his first time, wasn't mine.
Right.
And it was really funny. It was just started like, you know, we were laying together on sleeping bags, and as the house went to sleep, he was like, I want to ask you something. And I'm gay. I get the vibe. You know, I know where this is going.
Right.
So I'm like, what is it that you want to ask me? He was like, I can. I was like, okay. And so, you know, I've done this before.
Oh, the little back and forth game. Yes, yeah. Yes.
I'm like, I've done this before. So I know, like, not to push the issue. So I just lay there as young and sexy like I was.
Of course. Enticing him.
Yeah. You know, put the little seduction on him, you know. What I mean, I start doing the stretching and the everything and the inching closer and whatever and whatnot.
Right.
And so then finally he turned and he was like, are you gay? And I was like, yeah. He was like, cool. And then it went, I'm not gonna go too deep in detail, but he ended up giving me a head or whatever, and then, you know, it kind of took off from there. So
right.
Yeah. And so once we got into it, I realized this wasn't his first time. Right.
Oh, so, yeah, especially if they know tricks you don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was like, okay. I was like, so this is a new, because I do have a hard time, like, you know, with virgins, like, because I was out so young, so I've dealt with a lot of virgins. So, and they get clingy. No offense, some of them, I'm not going to generalize, some of them get clingy.
Yes, they do.
And so that was what happened. And then, so I don't know, this may have been what you mentioned earlier, jealousy. Because I don't know what happened, because it turned very violent when I went to hang out with somebody who was out and gay too and very flamboyant. And he had followed me over there,
mm-hmm.
To this person's house, this friend of mine's house. And very gay, you know, very out, known the neighbors were gay, knowing the direction that I'm going in. I thought that he knew, like, I don't know if he was looking for more discretion, which is why he got upset, but he got upset. And when we got to my friend's house and he seen that he was very gay, he like threw a fit. Like, he didn't like gay men at all, you know what I mean? He became very homophobic, very violent. We ended up fighting. It just, I don't want to go too deep into the story because I like to forget about it, but ever since then I've like had my qualms about dating gay men. I mean DL gay men, not right. Gay men, obviously. But yeah, so that was my experience. And then it goes deeper because, like I said, we are in the same community and around the same circle. So he began to have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? And as they dated, I felt bad for her. And so I can't subtly hint that's not my place. He wanted to remain in the closet. Like, so it puts me in a sticky position.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds kind of like he was on the line of not just being down low, but he was more so in the closet. And I think a lot of what came about sounds to me like he was feeling pressure, mm-hmm. to come out of the closet.
Yeah, because my dick was so good.
Yeah, it must have been. Must have been. He must have wanted it and be public with it badly. And he just wasn't ready to handle it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that. But so, like, speaking for her on her behalf, like, I want to say something so bad. And he knew that. Like, he knew I wanted to hint at her, but I didn't because I respect, you know, your privacy.
Yeah,
and,
it's never our place to out other people.
Yeah, so as I like, just watch this relationship get it on my nerves, because I know he was a fucking fag.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, no, that's how I talk. Excuse my French people, but I mean, like,
it's like watching a soap opera, yeah, and like, you what? Run and rewrite the ending.
And I'm like, what? So then he went on to date a very close friend of mine to get also to kind of like, this is all in spite of me. I don't want to like be feeling like vain, but I know that if you're dating her and things are going well and she doesn't have any clue, and then you move on to date like who was almost like I would consider a best friend at the time. Now I know you're just trying to spite me. And I think a lot of it was him wanting me to take it there and out him. And so we did. We had a conversation.
Well, you got very lucky that you didn't out him, because you know the fastest way to spread gossip, don't you?
Yeah.
There's three ways.
How's that?
Telephone, telefax, telefaggot.
That's a good one. So I did ended up fighting again. Where it came out, because I thought that's what he wanted when he started dating my best friend. Didn't matter. He still continued dating. She still continued. It came out that we had screwed around or whatever. Still continued dating her to the point where they had kids together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. And so all of that spiral from just a sleepover to having kids with my best friend is like why I don't date the young men. But I also feel bad for the women. Like, I understand it. Like, I get it if they know, but if they don't know, I know that it's gonna sting in the end when she finds out. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Completely.
So this is where let's figure out like a way, because I'm sure, how would you handle telling your friend that the man she's dating is gay? Or do you tell her? You know what I mean? How do you handle it?
You know, I don't think I would actually go to her and tell her. Mm-hmm. I do think I would take the other person aside, the friend aside, and say, look, you're making this real hard on me.
Yeah.
And I can't keep your lie. And if I'm asked, I'm going to tell the truth.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to lie. So you need to figure out what it is you want and where you're going, because I'm not going to cover for you.
Yeah. So you would tell her that. So you would kind of convince the gentleman to, like, keep it real
to
with her.
Be honest with himself.
Oh, yeah. And in turn, it would mean being honest with her, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's what's so sticky. And because I feel like then once it gets out that he's gay, she kind of takes it out on...
Well, yeah, she's going to be mad at you, because she's going to tell you that you should have told me. You should have told me.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, when you see situations like that, you I mean, like I said, it's not our place to out people.
Yeah.
But it is our place to help them know that they can be comfortable in coming out.
But I know
and give
you
them the support they need.
Yeah, but I know you as a gay male know when you have dealt with a man and you know that they want you to be the one because they're not strong enough to say it themselves, you
right.
know. And I've been in that, especially coming from a black urban neighborhood of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I've been in that situation where I know that after I've slept with someone that was on the DL, I know that their intent is to get, the reason that they're going on my nerves is their intent is they want me to out them. And I'm like, that's not my place. Plus, I feel like they're going to thank me later when they're able to do it on their own.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because we always get that feeling once you're like, I want them to have that feeling that we get when we come out and we're brave enough to do it on ourselves.
Right, the relief of the burden.
It's alleviating. It feels really good to have the strength to be able to do that. And that's why I don't do it, even though it pains me. And I know that some of them are gonna just keep going doing DL, but I want them to have the relief of being able to know what it is to say I'm gay,
right,
out loud, you know, on their own, in their own terms, you know what I mean, which I think is important.
It is.
So tell me what you think a woman's perspective might be if they continue to date after they find out, but take it out on every other homosexual male that they know. Like, I don't know, have you experienced that? Like, the female, like, being catty towards you because they know their boyfriend's gay?
Well,
and when you walk in the room, they get catty towards you because they're afraid of what their DL boyfriend might do?
I never had them be real catty. They've asked me to take their boyfriend, please.
I'd love that. I'd be like, sure thing.
You know, they'll say, okay, I'm supposed to do this and this and this with him. Why don't you go do it? You seem to have more fun with him in bed than I do, you know. Things like that.
I'd love if they said that.
But I've never had any girls actually be catty with me.
Yeah, so once again, being...
I think a lot of time the females take it in, and first of all, especially the younger they are, they think it's their fault that the guy is gay.
Yeah, and so how do you soothe that thought?
Yeah, can't.
Yeah, and it was like, do I not suck good enough dick, right? Or do I do like, you know, and their excuse.
You just gotta look at her and say, don't be mad because I do it better.
Yeah, I would love to be that catty. It's just not who I am to be that catty. I'm like, it's not you. He's gay. He's gonna be gay. And then they always use the excuse, well, his dick's
like,
hard.
Always offer to teach him a lesson, you know.
Yeah, and my thing
is, popsicles, bananas, they work really
BJ lessons. And my thing is, like I said, they say, well, his dick's hard. He can't be gay. I was like, his dick's hard because he's thinking about some man, not because he's not gay.
Well,
and it's just they live in this river in Egypt like forever.
Yeah, you mean denial?
Yeah.
Well, today there's so much access to so much porn.
Yeah.
And everything is so much more accepted.
Boy, is it.
You know? But so I think they get caught watching gay porn a whole lot quicker than they do get caught sucking dick.
Do you think? Because that was a way, like, I know you were the same. That was a way that I was always able to tame myself, was like to jack off to some porn, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, for the brief period
every
that I was
does.
In the closet. Yeah. That was a way to fight the urge, was to just jack off to gay porn. But I just, will I say, like, wrapping it up, I think that the thing that I would like to see is, like I said, them being able to be strong enough to come out on their own, taking their women's feeling and their girlfriend's or wife's feeling into consideration, and be themselves. Like, it doesn't only help you to say, you know, who you are.
Right.
It helps them as well.
Well, and it all comes with self-exploration and acceptance.
Exactly. This could apply to the businessman with a mistress. This could apply to
the businesswoman with a boy toy.
Exactly. It's all the same. That dynamics where you're unable, and if you're in a relationship where you're unable to be yourself, I feel like your relationship's always going to be stale.
Well, Declan, I know what we should do.
What's that?
We should start a support group, and then we can add a couple more initials to the LGBTQ, TPMNOPQRS, YZ, and we'll have a support group for all the down low boys.
Exactly. And we'll have to do it like on the DL. You know what I mean? Well, it's always fun having you, Martin.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and so we'll do this again. And
I hope your Patriots get many home runs this season.
Me too. I mean, we're not out of it. We're in the wild card. If you know Bill Belichick, you know we've always got a chance. So again, thank you for being on the Canted Conversation. And to the listeners here, I hope you've learned something from this conversation. And if you didn't, I hope you can teach me something. So email me, let me know what you think of our conversation, chime in, and maybe we'll have to do a second take after I get your opinion. Once again, this has been a Canted Conversation. I'm your host, Declan Canty, and have a great day.